Hello and welcome to GPTV on the most beautiful Tuesday, the 13th of June. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer, and it is a significant day, Phil, because it happens to be your birthday.
I think this is the first time we've had my birthday on GPTV.
Well, you don't get to do that all the time.
No.
So I'm not going to make too much of a noise because I know you don't want me to, but it's somewhat of a milestone birthday. We'll leave it at that. But happy birthday, brother. I hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful night.
Thank you.
And enjoy yourself.
And I'm just doing this.
Well, you know, you are doing this and, you know, like there's this. We just couldn't get all the candles on the cake, mate. That was the problem. There's just too many candles these days.
Just a cake with one candle would have been nice. It would have been symbolic. Yeah. Or perhaps, you know, a Rolex or, a new Range Rover something.
No, I found a Rolex, but I know how fussy you are. I thought, you know, you just wouldn't. It wouldn't be right because you're just so particular. So I thought, no, I'll just leave it there and we'll get it next time.
Yeah, no problem. Okay,
yeah,
no problems.
Fair enough. So have a wonderful...
What about I just go and choose this and you give me your Amex card?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Let me come back to you on that one. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
And all the best. And happy,
thank you very much.
Best returns and happy, you know, everything go your way.
Let's hope that when I get home this afternoon,
yes,
my family will have gone to a whole lot of trouble.
Well, let's hope they remembered. It's always a good start. Remembering's a good start because nothing worse than when you forget your birthday, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's just another year, Gary. Another year on the way to Nirvana.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. On the stairway to heaven that we live every day of our lives. Phil, anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you have a wonderful day, a great night. I can't quite find the email, the invitation, or the WhatsApp or the SMS, but for tonight's celebrations.
Do we have to cut back on numbers, Gary?
Yeah,
you know,
fair
the Crown Casino in the big hall only holds that many people.
I know, it's only 1,200 people. I was hoping maybe the 13th, you know, maybe number 1,200 was ill or someone had COVID.
Hang tight, you never know, there might be a last minute cancellation.
Right. Someone might get COVID or something. Anyway, have a great time. Phil, let's talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend. No auctions to review, no, because we've just had the long weekend, the Queen's birthday. How many more Queen's birthdays can we have now?
It wasn't the Queen's birthday, Gary. It was the King's birthday, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know how it's, you know, how we treat it, because it is the Queen's birthday weekend. I don't know whether it becomes...
Have we changed it over?
I'm not sure we have. I mean, you know, do we celebrate the Queen's birthday forever now she's not here? I mean, she doesn't care anymore. She's not here. God bless her.
Or
you know?
It could be the Queen's consort.
Could be, but
and well, even is it the King's consort or
even,
the Queen's
even,
consort?
Even the Queen's birthday wasn't on this weekend,
know,
but it was still celebrated.
It's an absurdity.
Any excuse
for holiday. Australia does love a public holiday.
We love a public holiday. For some reason, any reason you can give us, let's have a public holiday.
Let's talk about the market, Gary, because it might be the Queen's birthday. It might be my birthday, but let's talk about what's important to people, which is what is going on in the housing market. And Gary, give us your 60-second monologue.
Synopsis. Well, Phil, we know that a monologue.
Look down the camera and give us a monologue.
Down the camera from a monologue. Look, Phil, we know that the interest rates are now at a commercial level. We understand that. We know that there's going to be a stabilisation of interest rates. And by the way, you know, they kept going up, but they only went up by a little bit at a time, but there was many of them.
Yes.
There could have been big chunky ones.
The RBA worked out a number of years ago that lots of little cuts and jabs is psychologically more effective than going quickly.
We'll just put up 1%.
That's right.
1.5%.
4/4 percentage interest rate rises is a far greater psychological weapon.
Less painful.
Than one interest rate rise.
Less painful. 1%. But we are commercial. I mean, you know, you remember, you know, like the grey-haired people like us and you, if you didn't go and do all that stuff you do with your head, you would actually know as well that, you know, we were 18%, Phil. It wasn't that long ago. 18%.
We were, Gary, but that
and
is a bit of a misnomer because ultimately the size of people's mortgages now is greater as a percentage of their income than it was when we were paying 18%.
I don't know about that, Phil. 18% was pretty bad those days.
I know, and surprisingly, the great majority of people got through that time.
As they will
there
now,
there were
too.
Some casualties, there's no question.
As they will now.
As there will be this time, but ultimately, people will sacrifice a lot to ensure that they don't have to sell their house.
Well, let's hope the great Aussie dream of buying your own home still is within the reach of many. There are people still, of course, who have a keen appetite to buy and want to buy and will buy. And we are seeing good numbers still out and about, Phil. People want to get into the market. They want to take advantage of this wonderful world of property ownership and real estate, Phil. So we are seeing people buying. We're seeing prices strong. They have strengthened. If you look back now, we could talk, we've sort of got the second quarter done and dusted, Phil. And I think there was a marked difference between the second quarter and the first quarter.
No question.
The first quarter was, there was hesitation, there was nervousness, there was probably a little, almost a sense of dread. And then the second quarter of the year, people said, you know what? We want to get on with our lives and buy. We're going to compete for properties. We're going to pay what we need to get the right home for our future.
I think, viewers, you have to appreciate that ultimately the great Australian dream is alive and well.
Yep,
yes, people are finding it very difficult to get into the, a lot of difficulty getting into the market.
Yep.
But you have a look at the immigration story, Gary, that is going to continue to put pressure on housing prices.
Yep.
I don't think we're going to necessarily see a boom in prices,
no,
but we're going to see solid growth.
Looks that
and,
way.
You know, if you think about it, if you
and that's own, healthy too,
if you own a home and it goes up by somewhere between 5% and 10% per annum,
that's okay.
You know, that is good,
good.
Solid growth.
Good,
so,
solid
and
growth.
Keep in mind, still as of this day, we do have a capital gains issue where we are. It is a great place to put your money because
yep.
If it's your principal residence, it's free of any taxation on any capital gain.
Long may it last that way too, Phil. Hopefully it will. Phil, we have a quite a number of auctions this weekend, but I've got to say what's interesting is particularly on Saturday coming, Phil, we're over 11 suburbs. So we don't have a huge amount of, we're not going to go through all the detail because we want this to be a bit of a shorter edition, Phil, but we are, because a lot of people just, you know, they've just come back from a long weekend. They don't want to listen to a whole lot of babble and talk and nonsense and rubbish and controversy. They just want to know the facts. What's happening this weekend? So let's get into it. Talk about what's going on this weekend, Phil. We have over 11 suburbs represented on Saturday. We're kicking off at 10:30 a.m. and we have got four of them at 10:30 a.m. In fact, five, Philip. We're going to be in Hyatt in Thistle Grove. Now, check this out. Lovely two-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-parking space apartment. And I know that Leon Guzenfit has been excited about that. Simon Radolnik is the auctioneer. Phil, Cambrook Road.
Yes.
We've got Matthew Morley auctioning that one. Tell
and
us a little
don't
about
don't we love Cambrook Road?
Sure,
really
do.
Good apartment. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. And that whole Cambrook Road precinct, Gary, is going to get better and better because as that new development of the racecourse opens up, it's already trading really well, but wait till the racecourse gets redeveloped. Anything in that area is just going to be, you're going to be walking distance to the best facilities.
Have you been to that cafe yet in
no,
near that big chemist warehouse?
I haven't yet.
I think
Gary.
We should go and try it. Would you
well,
like to?
Right. Is that an invitation?
It is.
It's an invitation to lunch.
It's an invitation to lunch.
Lovely.
Let's go and try it.
Lovely. What is the cuisine, Gary?
It's, you know, Italian cafe style. It's supposed
yep.
to be very good, very
okay.
popular.
Give it a try.
Phil, as you would remember, many years ago, your dear father wasn't well and you had to rush back to the country to go and see him. And I was left to do my first auction. It was in St. Hubert's Road. And I've got to say, Phil, I did an awful job. But anyway,
so
that
Gary's
was fun.
Gary's first auction, St. Hubert's Road in Carnegie.
Yeah, didn't sleep
for
the night before.
Harvey and Kathy
yes,
Ruglan.
It was for the Ruglans. God bless them. They entrusted me with it.
That is seared in my mind.
Yep, exactly
and
right.
Thank you if you're still watching the show.
No, they've moved on. They've
you.
Got better things in their lives to do.
They just happened to be. Thank you for entrusting us that sale, which I think was around $70,000 at the time,
something
that
like that,
meant the world to us.
It sure did, and it meant well for me because it was my first auction, Phil. And you know, when you do your first auction, you're reading everything so carefully, you're rehearsing, you're practicing every line, every paragraph, every detail. And do you remember we used to go through the contract for a long period of time? We'd read everything. We used to talk about how much the rate was, how much the electricity was, you know, the road, the zoning. Today it's just like bop, 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 bop. Everyone's impatient today.
Yep,
everyone's just jumping. They just want to move on. But in those days,
come
no,
on,
no.
Mr. Auctioneer, Ms. Auctioneer,
exactly
get
right.
on with it.
In those days, no. It was lots of detail required, Philip. So do you remember your first auction in Kooyong Road?
I do.
How did that go? I think you were only upset a few people that day.
Terrified.
Yeah, you were terrified.
Yep. But we got through it.
The first auctions. If anyone's got any stories to tell about the first auction, do you remember when I used to work in Malvern and the auctioneer used to be very nervous and always before the auction, just before, he used to go missing. He's a lovely fellow. He used to go missing and he was always used to go to the bathroom before the auction. He used to be that nervous beforehand. And I remember once we sold a home and it was just a shell of a home. There was nothing there. So I had to find him behind the shed. Anyway,
good auctions. Good story.
Let's talk about it. So one at 19 St. Hubert's Road, Phil. That is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, two-car space property looking somewhere in the nines, maybe a million, who knows. But I know the Samuel boys are excited about that. Phil, we move on to Pell Street, Bentley East. And Joel Sir has been handling that. Jeremy Rosens is the auctioneer. And that looks like a very appealing property in an affordable price range. So that's also at 10:30. Let's go on to, how do you pronounce this?
Narwin, Gary.
Narwin.
Silent G.
Silent G. It is the first letter, by the way. If you're wondering where that silent G fits, it is the first one. So if it wasn't silent, it would be Gnarwin. But it's not. It's Narwin Road in Carnegie.
One bedroom property. If you're trying to learn English, Narwin Road would really get you upset.
Up,
no, it would get you upset. Yeah, you'd be going, look, no, well, English is a hard language. Exactly. Why would you have a silent G?
Yeah, so like, can I just try Spanish or Mandarin or something else?
What is the point of a silent G?
Who put it there, Phil? That's what I want to know. Who put silent G in Narwin?
All Gs should be silent and your name should be Ari.
Ari should be Ari, exactly right. And what about knee? Even, you know, your knee, like... What was the point of it? Stupid English language. Stupid. Anyway, Phil, that one's going off. We're going to be impressed.
There's any English teachers out there, I would love you to send us an email just explaining why make it so complicated.
Phil, no English teacher is watching this show. Look, you're having this weekend off, Phil, but we're all going to be busy running around, that's for sure. We're going to be very, very busy in Hughesdale in Preston Road. Now, this is a substantial home, Phil. 5 bedrooms, there's 2 bathrooms and parking for 3 cars. I know Lior Samuel is very excited about that
and
particular
Christian
property.
Christian Fries has been handling that property and doing a great job in Hughesdale. 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking. What a cracker.
We go from Preston Road, Hughesdale to Alma Road, St Kilda East, Phil. This one, Jeremy Rosens is auctioning. 2 bedroom, 1 bathroom, 1 parking space. A great location. We all love it in Alma Road. Love that block. Phil, at 12:30, the team of Lior Samuel and Christian De Vries goes over the road, over Dandenong Road. We've often said, Phil, we'd love it over there and sell so well and so often. 4 Winton Road is going to be auctioned. Now, that's a really beautiful street. And this one is going
great
to be 4 bedrooms.
4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking.
That's for sure.
3 cars, it's a ripper.
Jeremy Rosens meets up with Glenn Bricker. They're going to be in Flower Street, Caulfield South. This looks like a very affordable 2-bedroom apartment. We know the block. 2 bedroom, 1 bathroom, 1 parking space. That one's going off, Philip, at 12:30. Double auction action at 1:30, Philip, towards Street, Murrumbina. Samuel Boys are going to be doing this. If he's been handling it, Lior Samuel's the auctioneer. Another great property in a great spot. At 2:30 p.m., we are going to be in Sydney. Not Sydney, the actual city, but Sydney Street, Murrumbina. We love that location.
Well, I love
it
because you've got Sydney, you've got Melbourne, you've got Brisbane Street.
Yeah, you have got them all.
What a
Hobart
shame.
Avenue.
What a shame we don't have 20 other big cities in
Australia. I know, it's
a
shame.
That's Australia.
They shut the suburb down after that, Phil. That was it. But anyway, 6 at 9 Sydney is an affordable 1-bedroom property. Lior Samuel auctions that one. And bringing down the curtain, Lior's got a busy day. We are going to be in Robe Street, St Kilda, Philip, this terrific looking property in what we know to be a hot spot.
And don't we love Robe Street?
Sure do.
Don't we love that part of St Kilda?
Definitely.
It's like being on holiday when you live around there.
Absolutely. 17B Robe Street, Phil, 2 bedroom, 2 bathroom, 2 parking spaces. Lior Samuel auctions that. Then we roll on into Sunday, Philip. And by the way, for that Saturday the 17th of June, just want to wish Daniel Peer happy birthday, Phil. Of course, you are very close in dates for birthday, not years, but in dates. His birthday is on the 17th, so happy birthday to him. On Sunday, Phil, we're going to kick off at 11:30 in what we call the Gardens of Caulfield, which was actually in St Kilda East, but at the time they called it the Gardens of Caulfield. You might remember that old-style Tudor building, Philip.
I do, and I love
Oran
it.
Road.
And apartments there always go well.
Always kick, don't
and they? And they always grow in value.
Yes,
keep
they
in
do.
Mind, if there's a solicitor watching this show, that's not a warranty or guarantee
we're
that
not we'll underwriting
buy this
it.
Property, and we're not underwriting it, but over time, it seems to have performed really well.
So come to the Gardens of Caulfield, which are, in fact, in St Kilda East. This is 3 at 273 Oran Road, a beautiful Tudor-style or English style property, and this one is a 1-bedroom, and there's been a few one bidders that have gone crazy on that block. We don't know whether that will happen here, but come and see for yourself. 3 at 194 Alma Road, around the corner, Simon Rodolnik auctions. There's 2-bedroom, 1 bathroom, and parking for 2, Phil, we know a very, very good block at 194 Alma Road. Great floor plan there. Looking forward to that. Phil, Jeremy Rosen's auctions in Dover Street.
I love Dover Street. What a great position, because you've got the tram in Hawthorne Road. You've also got Princess Park. So what a great location. And that is 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, great address. Make sure you come along to that auction.
And that's the first auction of Jeremy Rosen's. We're also going to be, he's going to be at 12:30 at 43 Normanby Road, Caulfield North. Is a great looking property, Phil, 3 bedrooms.
And another brilliant address. You know, we've gone from Princess Park to now Caulfield Park. So you've got all of the trams and the train station of Malvern on your doorstep, Glenferrie Road, but Caulfield Park, it's just, I think Caulfield Park's right up there with one of the best parks in Melbourne.
Second only to the Botanical Gardens, I reckon, Phil.
I think you're right, Gary.
Phil, we're going to close.
It's not the Botanical Gardens, by the way. It's the Botanic Gardens.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is it
not the Botanical Gardens. The Royal Botanic Gardens. gardens.
Oh, I'm learning still. There you go. Phil, we're going to bring down the curtain in Bamber Road.
In your ignorance.
At 1:30 p.m, Philip. We're going to be at 107 Bamber Road, Caulfield. Jeremy Rosen's auctions. This is for Joel Sir. A very affordable home, again, in a great location. In the heart of it all, Phil, in Caulfield. And that is a big wrap on this week's upcoming auctions on GPTV as we celebrate the birthday
edition, Gary.
The birthday edition. The birthday boy. Well, the birthday edition can be open to see who. It could be the Queen. It could be you. It could be Daniel. It could be anybody. So happy birthday to all of those having birthdays.
If you're
now
unsure as to what to buy me.
Yes, you've got a guest list.
And I get it. I'm difficult to purchase for, Gary. Yeah. So if you're unsure.
No, I think if you just said you're difficult, you just leave it at that.
Pre-loaded Visa cards, you know, where you just, you know, you can't think what to give me. So just cash, essentially.
Very good. Yeah, very, very helpful to all of the viewers. That's fantastic. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And let's talk about what's going on in the real estate world again on next week's GPTV, which would be on the 20th of June. Phil, we look forward to bringing you all the news then. I'm Gary Pearce.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fabulous Philip Kingston's birthday.